Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to Coaching Conversations. This is your coaching crew from the West New York Life Coaching Center. This is Sean Schakowsky, and we have August Shields. Are you there, August?
I'm here. Hi.
Hi. So good to have you. How you been, August?
I've been good. Been a little warm in Virginia Beach, but it's almost summer, so it's expected.
And we have Money Visco. Money, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Hey, guys, welcome. Awesome to have you guys back. Well, before we get going, just so you know how to reach us, if you hear any of our episodes and like to talk more with myself or any of the coaches that are affiliated with the Western Life Coaching Center, you can call us at 716-560-6552. Or you can go directly on our website that has everything of what we do at wnylifecoaching.com. So just some quick announcements. This tomorrow at the Coaching Center, we will, at 7 o'clock, we will be having a meditation and Reiki infusion hour. Come by. The cost is $10, and it'll be an hour of just peace and relaxation. And additionally, if you look online, we are posting. We have a full schedule coming up for the fall, and we're slowly posting classes such as essential oil classes, more meditation, more breath work. We also have life coaching, and Money and I are spreading our Get Real program, which is an incredible mindfulness program designed to help children increase their self-worth and better manage life on their own. Right, Money?
Yep. I'm really excited about it.
Sweet. So lots going on. And we have August Shields, who is our artistian. Are you still airbrushing, August?
Yeah, actually, it's catching on very well in Virginia Beach. I'm doing 2 days a week now. I don't work on Wednesday, so I have students Wednesday afternoon and Saturday in the evening, and I'm having a lot of students that are continuing on to get better and better. So it's a lot of fun, really enjoying it.
Excellent. You know, I wanted to share with you, too, August. I've been studying more and more on meditation because of my certification, and they were just talking about how, even writing, but art, how meditative that is in itself. So not only is it creative,
it really is.
It's so well for your well-being, so very cool, very cool. So today what we're going to talk about, our topic at hand, is forgiveness. We're going to do some life coaching for forgiveness. I had an article, which I do not have in front of me, but the article that we were going to refer to was talking about practicing forgiveness and that practice, how that profoundly affects you as an individual, the one that is forgiving. And they've had studies correlate how it really affects your overall health and even more mortality, that you live longer life by not staying in the state of revenge or resentment, but coming to a place of forgiving. And I definitely want to, I want to dissect it. We'll talk a little bit more about the whole idea of forgiving, because I think many of us think of forgiving as allowing pardon on a person that has done us. But there's so much more to that, and I think we'll dive in a little bit about that. Do you guys have any thoughts to start us off with, forgiveness, or have you guys had anything you can share in that department?
I mean, to me, forgiveness is a huge, lack of forgiveness, I guess, is a huge obstacle to your happiness. I mean, which I think the reason people have such a hard time with it is because it always initially feels like forgiveness means condoning what somebody else did, and you don't want to let them off the hook. And I think that's where the resistance to forgiveness comes from, because even though we don't want to feel sick about, this negative emotion we harbor towards another person, we feel like if we let it go, then we're kind of saying, okay, what they did was okay, and we don't want to.
No, I get it. I was there. I believe it. I mean, I was in that state, I'll share with you, I had some disconnect with my actually immediate family for a while there. And again, I wanted to hold on to that because I thought there was wrongdoing. I did come to a place, and this is what I want to share, of forgiveness. And what I learned from that is really when you forgive, you have the power. You are the one that is choosing to better yourself. And it is freeing. I mean, it was a total, I think that's where, when you're putting yourself in a perspective of like still dueling it out with the person, but rising higher than the situation is definitely very empowering. And I think we'll go into that a little bit. But August, do you have anything to share?
Yeah, I had I had a falling out. It wasn't on my part. My neighbor had a sister move in with him, and I got caught in the middle of a family feud between the two of them. And the sister ended up loving me, and my adopted son just cut everything off completely. And he wouldn't talk to me, wouldn't look at me. Every time I pulled up in my driveway, he'd turn around and walk away if he was outside. And for a year and a half, this went on. And the hardest thing for me was to not hold on to it and do my best not to be angry. And I got pretty good at turning my focus away from it. And like we learned in coaching, wish him the best and move on. It's his choice. It wasn't mine. And he moved away about 3 weeks ago, bought a new house out of the area. But just before he moved away, he came over and apologized. And he said, I'm really sorry for what happened. He said, I don't know what got into me. He said, I needed a vent, and you seem to be it, and I'm really sorry, and I love you, and I hope you'll stay in my life. And that was the last time I've talked to him. But for a year and a half, it was a real struggle not to get angry or not to, not to have hard feelings towards him. And it worked out. It took a year and a half, but I just stayed persistent in not focusing on the negative, not focusing on the pain, not focusing on the bitterness, and did my very best to let it go. And a year and a half went by, and he came back, and now we're very good friends again, and I'm way appreciative of that.
That's so awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have another different article about forgiveness, too, but I guess, what I hear, too, is that sometimes when we tend not to forgive, we are actually making a choice to stay in that state. and that's what I've learned, that it's hard. It's hard to come to a place of acceptance. I want to talk into that
because
that has a lot to do with forgiveness. Because some people deny, and we will talk about that. But if you accept, it takes you from the ego consciousness almost to a spiritual consciousness. And when you forgive, you don't even have to verbally go up to someone and forgive sometimes. I think even I came to peace with certain things on my own, and it freed me. I freed myself from it.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. It really does.
Yeah. And it's a power. I mean, people, it's a personal power thing, too. It's so you have this ability. It's a tool. When we choose not to forgive or we choose to hold resentment, again, we're choosing to stay in that state of the circumstance or that experience. And many times they say forgive is to, like, receive a give of yourself your own blessing. You are, by doing that act for yourself, you're relieving yourself, you're opening your heart again, and it benefits you. That's the goal of forgiving. It is benefiting you, and moving you forward, propelling you forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so true.
The other thing too, I think we were talking about the acceptance, and I wanted, I had a great article that brought it up about the denial, and many times people, if they've been harmed or hurt, they try to deny that it didn't cause them, a problem or go away. And that again, with denying, you are allowing that pain to stay with you, whether you realize it or not.
Yes.
And you can't forgive if you're not accepting. And when we forgive, then, we're allowing healing, we're allowing, releasing that energy in you to open up better energy,
Correct. Absolutely.
Thank you. you're winning the war, you know, all those, everyone had the jab there, but I mean, like, in the end, you win because you're not, you know, that you decided you're above what is there and you want to rise so you can move forward. And, that was,
When we don't want to forgive, I think we're thinking that if we don't forgive them, we're somehow punishing them. And really, you're just punishing yourself. And, you know, so I think Oprah had a really good quote about it. Because when I was going through my divorce and I really had a hard time with the forgiveness, and I like, was looking up the definition of forgiveness. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to know, can I forgive and not be condoning what happened? Like, because I'm not ready to say it was okay. And so her definition, you know, what she said is forgiveness is giving up the hope that the past could have been any different. And, like, that was, like, a beginning step for me, because that's really, okay, like, I'm arguing against reality when I'm not forgiving. Like, I'm wanting it to be different, and you shouldn't have done this, and you shouldn't have done that. And I was, you know, it was eating me alive. So that was, like, the first step.
Yes,
is, like, we said about acceptance. You know, this is what happened, and I'm going to accept it.
My mom gave me these words, and this can help, too, people, because I know, like, I think sometimes people do have a tendency, they don't, you know, whether they want to keep their heart closed or they don't want to forgive. Or my mother always said, I will forgive, but I will not forget.
Right.
Which, very profound, you know, like, you don't have to forget it or erase it. I mean, you understand it was there. You're choosing to forgive that person, but I remember her saying that. I thought, wow, you know, that's very helpful, useful, because, we don't forget. We can move, you know, learn and move forward, you know, but,
And that's, when I was going through this, one of my friends gave me the book, The Shack. I don't know if you guys have read it, either one of you have read it about.
No.
It's called The Shack.
The Shack. And it's,
Okay.
It's about a guy who's, it's a fictional story, but about a guy whose daughter is murdered by, you know, some kind of, like a child, like a pedophile or somebody, and he can't let go of it. And then he goes on this trip and he meets, you know, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit kind of thing. So it's supposed to be where he gets in touch with God, because he can't, you know, the lack of forgiveness is keeping him down. He's basically can't feel any joy because he can't forgive. And so one of the things in there, because that was like what you were talking about, Sean, with what your mother said with, I can forgive, but I can't forget, because that was the other thing. It's like, okay, I'm going to forgive this person, but I still don't really like them. And I still don't necessarily want to have a relationship with them or anything. You know what I mean? Like,
Absolutely true.
So, and I'm reading from these quotes because I have a whole page, you know, a Word document of forgiveness quotes, because I really needed them, like, throughout the process. I would put different ones up on my computer. But this one, it says, forgiveness does not create a relationship unless people seek the truth about what they have done and change their mind and behavior. A relationship of trust is not possible. When you forgive someone, you certainly release them from judgment, but without true change, no relationship can be established. So
I love that. Mm-hmm.
And that was, you know, directly what God, or one of either God, you know, was telling this person, because he couldn't, you know, he's like, what are you supposed to do? Just forgive somebody and be their best friend? You know what I mean? And that's not what forgiveness is.
No.
So
they say,
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yep, not at all.
No, you're on a roll. You're like nailing it. Keep going.
No, yeah,
because
that's what people don't understand what forgiveness is, and I think that not really understanding it holds them back from forgiving.
Right.
Because
it's not condoning,
it's not being somebody's best friend. You know, you don't have to. You don't ever have to talk to them again. Like, if the relationship isn't a healthy one and you have to put up a boundary, then you put up a boundary, but you release them from judgment, I think. And sometimes you even have to forgive, you know, when I do meditation sometimes, and it's like there's somebody you feel you have to forgive, but you can also ask them to forgive you, because what I learned even in the process of my divorce is, even though I was judging my ex-husband, you know, I was judging him too, even throughout the marriage. So there was, like, it wasn't like there was never any wrongdoing on my end. You know, right. So it's like forgiving them, forgiving myself, too, for judging and creating that situation. So sometimes you are also a participant. Not always, but
right. Sometimes
you also participate in that, whatever happened, that incident that you feel you need to forgive somebody.
Well, so to circle back to what you said, because you brought up some, like, stellar points. So truly forgiving those who harmed you, you're pretty much freeing yourself from the harm that they have done or caused you. Okay. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I always say, picture it as you're taking higher ground. Let them stay where they are. You're taking higher ground. And you know, Mani, the big thing you brought up, and I do believe whether it's infidelity or, you know, anything like that, you said you can forgive.
Mm-hmm.
There, you know, to rectify relationships, you said, you know, you forgive, not forget. You know, there's other steps of accountability. You know, it's now,
mm-hmm.
you know, trust building. So there's a lot of other components that go into maybe, you know, if you maintaining that relationship again. But really, the act of forgiveness is releasing that negativity, releasing that energy, freeing you from harm, allowing, and studies have shown, people, when you have this ability, this tool in your toolbox, you're not only improving your well-being, your health, you live longer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
mm-hmm.
don't let that person keep you in that state, you know, affect your life. And so you don't need them to change. You yourself can just
mm-hmm.
take that, you know, when you come to that place, take that, you know, at peace, whether it's even, you know, this relationship, it is what it is, you know, I'm done.
Yes.
You know, forgive,
yes.
you know, you can, there's different ways of looking at it, but it's allowing yourself to move in that other energy. And it is for the value of forgiveness is the one that is, it is for the one that is offering the forgiveness.
I
wish people, you know, I wish I could post that, you know, and it is true. It is very, very true, very profound. But yeah, taking the other side of this, holding on to resentment, holding on to anger, I know, you know, grief, it does, after when you carry these emotional states, it does wear on you, you know, it does decrease your health and well-being. So the more we can practice forgiveness and, yeah, I mean, if you guys want to share, these are all mind, body, soul ways of taking care of ourselves.
Yeah, one of the things that helped me with forgiveness, we did a study on this at my church, and we tend to associate forgive and forget, and it's not about forgetting. And the way our pastor
mm-hmm.
kind of put it in perspective for us is, your brain is a hard drive. Everything that's ever happened, everything you've ever heard, seen, felt, is there. It's always going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to forget. Mm-hmm. The key is, when you make the decision to forgive someone, these thoughts are going to come up, and a lot of different things are going to remind you in different positions, different places. You might see the person. You'll hear their name, even if it's not referring to them. And it brings these hurtful feelings up and this bitterness. And he said, you're not going to forget it. The key is, when those feelings come up, learn to push them aside. Think of something better. Think of maybe a nice time you had with that person, why you like that person to start with, even though that relationship is gone. And if you can't do that, think of someone else. Think of your children. Think of your dog. Think of something happy to move yourself away from that thought, because forget, it's not going to be forgotten. It's there from now on. It'll always be there. And lots of different things are going to remind you. But the key is, and the longer you wait to push it away, the stronger it gets and the harder it is. So as soon as those thoughts come up, he said, find a way to push them away. Think of something happy. Think of someone else. Think of anything that makes you smile. And push those thoughts away and just remind yourself, I have forgiven them. I'm not going to have these feelings.
Awesome.
It's
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I have an article.
Go ahead.
Just real quick, and then I'll take you. I have an article here that puts the two together. Guess what goes really well with forgiveness? Gratitude. And they say, use gratitude to keep the door open to unlimited potential in you and to be able to move you towards forgiveness, or move you, keep your, you know, allow to move forward in your life in a dynamic way. Because, folks, last thing, Monique, I'll give it to you. You know, we all do want to have meaningful happiness in our life, and that comes sometimes from learning how to solve our own problems in a healthy way. So, again, it is a tool in the toolbox, forgiveness. Go ahead, Monique.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I love that, that gratitude is a way to, is a tool to help you forgive, because there's always something that you got out of whatever encounter, relationship, or whatever, when you came to the other side of it, there is something that you got out of it or you learned. So when you can focus on that instead of what this person, you know, did to you, and I'm putting that in quotes. But no, I was just going to say that when you have, when somebody is, you know, something comes up that sort of makes you start thinking about whatever they did or some song or the person is there, but I feel like when you still think of it, you still have an emotional charge associated with that event. Yeah. And the key really is to, when you really forgive somebody and it's true, you've truly let it go, and there might, this is a process and it could take years to get where there's no, I found in my own personal experience that as you forgive and move toward complete forgiveness, there no longer is an emotional charge associated with whatever that was. If something comes up and you could remember the event, like August said, and like you said, John, you don't forget it. It's there. Like it's hardwired in, you know, the experience is there, but it doesn't carry that same emotional charge that it did when, when, you know, and that's when you know you've forgiven it.
You know,
and it can take a long time.
It can.
It could take a really long time, and there's remnants of it. Like, I mean, for me, you know, Sean, we were talking earlier today about, it, you know, an incident that is still coming up with my ex-husband, and it's like part of that is like there's still a piece of me that doesn't want to let him off the hook, you know, like I still want to hold on to it. And it's like
the human part.
And it's not a lot anymore, but it's still coming up, and I'm like, okay, I've got to let that go because I want to free myself. Like, I don't want to live. I don't want to be discontent. I don't want to have, you know, a pit in my stomach every time something comes up. I don't, because he doesn't care. It's like, you're the one carrying it. I mean, I always think of like something Oprah said when she said, I was holding a grudge to somebody and I kept like, couldn't let go of it. And then I saw them across the street and they just came out of Tiffany's with their little blue bag. And I was like, she's just shopping at Tiffany's, you know, and I'm holding on to this. Like, and I think of that all the time, you know, it's like, they're just shopping at Tiffany's, buying their expensive jewelry, and I'm like holding on. I'm making myself sick. So
I love that. It is
good.
So true.
It is.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, great conversation here that we're bringing up. The one thing I would like to add to that too, and I think Moni, even like today, we were talking about some of your circumstances that you're at a place where you notice them now, which is, you know, the more we practice some of these things, the more you have the ability to start noticing. You know, I told you I had my disconnect with my family. You know, again, Lonnie, in the heat of it, the emotional charge. I we can life coach you on how to get through some of these things because, you know, the feelings are feelings and they're going to, you know, this was part of our program too, you know, identifying them. Allowing the process to go through, you know, you got to allow it to go through you. You don't want to deny it. Because it'll stay. Some of these things are really tough, but there's some ways of coping through them. And then, you know, releasing. And then, you know, I think the last component, and this is part of our Get Real program too, we were talking about, is the empowerment you get from some of these things. Once you learn that these acts are tools, I look back now and even some of the hardest, most cruddiest times in my life, I've learned so much about myself and about life. And I can have this perspective to learn from it, you know. So I know you will, we get to a place, you know, we do get to a place that there, you realize that sometimes, you know, things happen in that, but they show useful things, you know, and help you, you know, on continue on your path forward. You know, the goal is to stay moving forward. You just keep moving forward.
Yes.
And
move
I
want
to share that too, because, you know, even grief, divorce, you know, sometimes we can get disenabled and, you know, just you'd, whatever it is,
just try to take a tiny step forward, you know, in some direction in the way you want to go. Just keep moving forward, 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 forward. And I think my mom passed away. That was the one advice, you know, even if it's just a small walk for 2 minutes outside, just some act of moving forward. there are hard emotions out there, hard feelings.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the more you do it, the easier it gets. Like, you just know, you said about the process. Like, you just do the process automatically without even thinking about it, and things can just pass. You know, this too shall pass. That's what you realize.
Yep.
And you're like, okay, nothing is dragged out for years. You know, it's just... Once you get it incorporated as a way of life, you're like, my natural state, I want my natural state to be one of joy. So how do I, so the things can get processed more quickly and it just becomes a natural way to live.
Yeah, yeah, and I think even like, well, I had some silly, something over the weekend, I started getting annoyed and that feeling came out. I'm like, oh, here comes this feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was like, oh, I could dive into it and like, you know, start complaining. I did a little bit for like 2 minutes. I had to release my energy.
I
mean,
you gotta allow it.
But then I actually said, okay, let's look at this. How could I be a better person through this? I did. That's what I asked. You know, and then sometimes, you know, this person, you know, somebody, can I somehow pull something from this, or is this teaching me how I can be a better person? So, yeah, I mean, it's you know, some useful tips.
Mm-hmm.
So. Pretty fun. Do you guys have any last insight? Because we're winding down here.
No, this is really good. More tools to use.
It is. And the one thing I want to incorporate to the last question, because I did have where I got some of the insight for forgiveness came from my Reiki magazine. I want to just share that Reiki is an incredible modality to help. Move people. It embraces forgiveness. It embraces kind of a connectedness of consciousness on that level. So some people struggling with forgiveness who have some wounds that need to be, you know, blockages. That's another practice that can help in that area of you know, moving forward. So,
yep,
guys,
that's great.
Thank you for coming on. Yes. Anyone out
thank
there?
Thank you.
Who needs some coaching or somebody to bounce something off, forgiveness, other circumstances, you can reach the three of us through the Western Earth Life Coaching Center. We'll connect you. Feel free to give us a call at 716-560-6552 or look us up at wnylifecoaching.com. Guys, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You.
Have a great day.
You too. Powers from within. Thanks for listening, everyone. Great. Thanks. Bye.